ham?
Ready! You like a live one, ham?
What?
Like a live remote?
Oh, yeah.
Drink? Just a little thirsty. We've been going for a couple hours.
Yeah, you're parched.
Yeah.
I don't know why he does it to himself. As Monty with his Gatorade water squirt bottle
just douses himself.
Acts like he just got off the field on a fourth down stop and needs some water and just sprays it all over himself for some reason. I don't understand it, but I'm here to enjoy it.
I do it because it makes Ham laugh every time.
So before we get to Ham's horrors, which is what he officially recommend entertainment segment, quickest to recaps on my vacation I went on, what seems like 2 months ago now, because it was cut short due to DAC news.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Thumbs up.
Thank you. I thought we did a good job that day. Yeah. I think that... Is that what you're talking about?
No, I wasn't talking about you guys. I was talking about my vacation.
Oh.
Went to Alaska for about 2 weeks. I went to or walked on three different glaciers. I went to the Iditarod dog training, which they take you up to a glacier via helicopter.
Whoa.
Which I found out on that day, it was Kobe's birthday. And I was in a helicopter ride.
So yeah.
Dodged a mountain there.
No better way to honor him?
Indeed, yeah.
Unless you went to Colorado, of course.
Yeah, and then...
That's a different kind of tribute.
I don't have that kind of money for the back end of that. I can do one, I can't do the other.
Okay. Keep going.
Glacier tour, I mentioned briefly last... Whenever the hell we did that segment.
Yep.
Which is, I almost tripped and fell into a crevasse that was like 300 feet deep after I just joked about, hey, that'd be a shame if anybody died on the way back, and then immediately tripped and fell face first into looking into a 300-foot crevasse.
A 300 feet deep, 5-inch wide crevasse.
He was the only guy on the trip that could have fell in there, yeah. Which is crazy.
Yeah, it was as thin as I was.
Like, they would have never told me, hey, look out for that. I would have been perfectly fine.
That was on the Matanuska Glacier. Outside Fairbanks, I went to a reindeer farm. That was really cool. Reindeer, like domesticated caribou, which run wild out in Alaska.
What do they do with them? Is that a dumb question? What do they domesticate them for?
For having? I don't know.
Like, do they eat them? Do they eat the
caribou? You can eat reindeer, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I also went to a musk ox farm, and I know there, whenever they shed their, like, fur for the spring.
Placenta?
Placenta?
I didn't know where you were going when you said shed.
I said fur, like, immediately afterwards. You didn't need to guess placenta.
Slow on the uptick.
Cam, it's hard to follow you sometimes. Sometimes we have to draw our own conclusions.
Yeah, we jump ahead.
I said fur! Immediately. Whatever. But they'll send, like, their stuff to, like, Chile, and they'll make gloves out of them. The Uskmox fur. Because it's super dense.
Why would
very lightweight.
Restaurant that has the old-timer make gloves? Thank you.
Chilies?
Isn't that where you said they send them?
Chile.
Oh.
You didn't put the accent the first time.
Ah, damn it.
It's hard to tell.
Hey, send the chili.
Denali was awesome. Highly recommend Denali. It's one of the only parks, national parks, where they allow you to go literally anywhere. So normally when you go to a national park, they're like, stay in this area, walk only on the trails. In Denali, they're like, you could just walk in any direction you want to go. The only restriction they do have is if it's in the rut, which it currently is, which is the moose and caribou mating season. So they don't want you in the horned up regions where they all...
The mooses and caribous are mating? Nice.
No, they're not. What?
Oh, you mean separately?
Separately, not together.
Yeah. I would venture a guess that there's been some crossbreeding there at some point.
They're like a
you tired of your own?
Is it the horse, donkey, the mule?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm looking at him, actually. Monty.
I think you're right.
Thank you.
To be fair...
For the sake of moving on.
I think I want the national park to tell me where I can't go. Because right? Usually if they're going to tell you where you can't go, it's because there's bears there or something that I shouldn't...
Step into a geyser.
I'd actually prefer they told me, hey, you don't want to go over there because you probably will die.
And everywhere they'll tell you, more than any other park, stay away from the bears, stay away from the moose because they're very violent if you get close to them. And make sure you have your bear spray, but don't bring it onto the bus because they had like a can of bear spray explode on the bus and pretty much bear missed everybody up there.
Seems like a hazardous trip.
No, it was really cool, though. So, like, if you wanted to go up to that mountain over there, you could just walk up to that mountain over there. There was no restriction or anything.
I could?
Dude.
Awesome.
Why would you say that?
I was gesturing that direction.
Really,
you
gestured right at Monty that time.
You really didn't. You really undersold the healing properties of this expedition.
It'll cure all ailments, Denali will.
Anyone walks up there.
Monty keeps trying to roll up the mountain.
Keep hitting the stairs.
Sliding back. Tries to go up again. Slides back. Ham told me I could go.
Leaving a dirt trail
every time. This is BS, yeah.
Got to get the kitty litter out to give him some traction.
Is that a boulder coming down the mountain?
Go up here.
Anyways,
I wasted all my money.
Triple update.
Oh.
While in Alaska, I finally got it. It referring to the floor tom that I've been searching for over 16 years.
Kill me. Kill me.
Finally acquired it.
But not the original one.
Not the original one. No.
Which I accurately told you, you will never get that.
Hey guys, can you see me down here?
Yeah, floor tom. I'm going to try not to step on you.
It's the last time you could do it.
Don't kick me.
Thanks for coming out.
God. But anyways, while in Alaska, here's the animal total. In Seward, I saw a humpback whale, 3 bald eagles, 2 mature, 2 immature. I also saw sea lions, sea otters, doll sheep, puffins. In Anchorage, I saw 2 bull moose and muskox. In Fairbanks, I saw about 300 geese minimum. I saw about 100 ducks and mallards minimum, 13 chipmunks, 2 tundra swan, a reindeer, pack of reindeer at the reindeer farm. I saw a porcupine crossing the road at night when we were on our trip to go see the northern lights, which didn't happen, but we ended up seeing them in Denali. In Denali, I ended up seeing 5 moose, 1 bull, 1 grizzly, 2 caribou, 12 doll sheep, 1 shrew, willow ptarmigan, which is like the state animal, state bird of Alaska. I also saw 2 bald eagles, 1 lynx at night when we saw the northern lights, and I also saw 2 mute swan. They were doing sign language to each other.
Yeah.
And about 100 red salmon when we were kayaking, minimum. And 2 loons.
A loon?
Yeah.
What's a loon?
It's like a bird.
Like a
goose. It looks like a duck, actually.
Okay.
That's a bird. Yeah.
But he said goose, and I said no.
Okay.
I'd say goose and duck are similar.
Okay.
What I didn't see...
No EA owls.
No EA owls. Though I did have his version of... What's the coffee song? Espresso? Stuck in my head. Maybe we'll hear that today at some point later on.
You also, during all that, had to exchange Creighton playlists with back and forth.
Monty had to get his fill of shouting Creighton out, so he texted me. So randomly, at like 7 o'clock... Alaskan time, 10 o'clock here time, I just get voice memos of just... What I didn't see, though...
It's like bile just building up in the DJ, and I had to get it out.
Was penguins, which is what I saw the other night on HBO Max. I don't know why it's known as Max.
Yeah.
Transition.
Penguin, as we move into Ham's Horrors, would he officially recommend entertainment segment?
Does anybody think that a Batman universe... series, Ham would not recommend it. Just before he gives his recommendation.
So, I will say, the Amazon Batman show, which I have now watched also, it's called the Caped Crusader. I almost said Creighton.
The Creighton Crusader.
Where is
that animated?
It is animated.
Recommending an animated show would be tough for the masses.
Also, they make some stylistic choices that I'm not... It's kind of weird.
Batman trans?
No, but they did gender swap Penguin.
Oh. So it's Lady Penguin?
It's Oswalda Cobblepot.
Is she all fat and gross like the male version?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But they did it just so they could give her children, which means... Like, they could have done that even if he was a man instead
of... Yeah. I don't know who
they did it for the sake of doing it.
Yeah, into the penguin though, that'd be a rough lay.
Yes,
that foot.
Now the Penguin TV show, which had its debut on Thursday, which will come out next episode 2 on September 29th.
Why'd they do the episode?
I don't
one
know.
On
I
Thursday.
Wish they would have just done it on Sunday, so I didn't have to wait 9 days instead of 7.
Kind
of
weird.
I don't know.
It's a can't win situation. Half the people.
Or even
yell
if it was yesterday on Batman Day.
But when you release it all at one time, then half the people are mad. If you release it one at a time, the other half of people are mad. They just...
Well, it was just weird they did episode 1 on a Thursday, but all the other episodes are going to be on Sunday.
Yeah.
It was just strange.
But episode 1, awesome. This is great. Even if you don't like comic book stuff, there's only a hint of comic book stuff in that he is a character that is in Batman, and they haven't even referenced Batman by name. But they'll reference the events of the Batman.
Yeah, like the Riddler. They kind of reference like what he did at the end of the Batman movie.
Yeah, they even have like people that are like walking around with QR codes that link up to the Riddler's website that's currently going up right now.
Yeah. But no, it was really good. I really enjoyed episode one. You know, people are kind of calling it, you know, like a Sopranos feeling show. And I really felt
to
that.
To some
like,
degree, yeah.
Well, I felt that whenever he was...
With his mom?
With his mom.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's a big part of the first couple of seasons of Sopranos are Tony and his mom. And then in this show, Oz and his mom have a weird relationship where she's kind of controlling of him. And I was like, okay, now I see the parallels. But yeah,
she's empowering, sir.
It was really cool. And I thought...
the guy that plays Vic and the girl that plays Sophia... Awesome.
...is going to be a really good character.
Kristen Milotti, I think is what her name is. But she plays Sophia Falcone, which is Hangman in the comics, Dark Victory. But I don't think they're adapting that fully because Alberto is... Well, you'll find out what happens to him like within the first 10 minutes of the film. But he's in The Long Halloween, the comic book.
But no, it's definitely worth checking out. Yes, I mean...
That's not the name I said. He's trying to type in the name of this up-and-coming, and it gave him a 78-year-old woman.
It's just some old lady. It's like, ah.
Yeah, it's not that old bag. No, it's definitely worth checking out, especially, you don't need any Batman knowledge. I mean, maybe it'll start to go down that road, but it doesn't seem like it. It seems like it's just
possibly,
gonna be...
I'm picking up on the Batman references, but you don't need to know them as a casual viewer.
Yeah.
This sounds like the Batman series that I could get into because it doesn't have stupid Batman in it.
Oh my god, I hate
you. Well, you know, I was going to say Batman tries to be grounded, but then it has people like Clayface. It is trying to be a more realistic world, I think.
Which,
like, even though he looks really weird.
Yeah.
And Colin Farrell is awesome.
You forget it's him. Like, I saw that in the Batman, it took him about 4 hours for them to put the prosthetics on him.
I thought about that when I was watching how long that would take.
And they've now cut it down to about 2.5 hours.
Every day.
So if they're shooting a night shift, like a night shoot, they have to start at like 7 o'clock just to get ready for a 9 o'clock shoot. Or if it's about to be sunset, they have to do it 2 hours before the sunset happens so they could try to get him ready. And if they do it in the morning, they'll film all day because he's already in the suit, might as well just start filming stuff.
It's funny because I did find myself a few times knowing it's Colin Farrell when there's a scene where it's like just focused on his face. I'm just looking at him trying to find Colin Farrell in there somewhere.
His eyes look like him, but nothing at like maybe his eyebrows?
You don't see him at all. You can hear him some, but you don't really see him at all. I mean, like I said, it may wander more down comic book roads or something. I don't know, but episode one was just...
And it's going to be very crime heavy as they're all just trying to fight for power now that there's a vacuum gone with Carmine getting killed. And there's going to be some flashback scenes and they recast the guy that plays Carmine in the movie.
Yeah.
But triple thumbs up, 9 out of 10 so far for a pilot.
I'd give it, 2.5 nubs up.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. That's rare.
I don't do
right
a half
there.
Nub. Willy-nilly.
What's the nub-to-ham triple-thumbs-up conversion?
We'll have to get our abacus out figure that out in the break.
But there you go. My brief trip to Alaska that was ruined by Dak, and a review of The Penguin.
There you go.
Good job,
reviewed
man.
By me.
That was a great job, dude.
You totally redeemed your terrible news.
Which is funny because I have less notes on this than I did on news. News I had 3 pages. This one I had 3 sentences to begin the segment.
And in the middle, you didn't turn to our engineer to carry.
He's an expert! God.